Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
Episode
101 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 20th.
Bush.
Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world.
Bush.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Dale Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Bush.
I am Marcos, and we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast, and I am pleased to announce that
we're not alone.
Have a special guest today, which is kind of crazy that the special guest is here today of all days. And if you think about it, he's been on the payroll for just about 2.5-3 years now, and this is the first episode he's been on, 101 of them. So
checks in the mail.
Yeah, we're gonna have a corporate review here pretty soon, guys. So introducing Seth from Beecher, our trusted, intrepid Bears beat reporter, a self-proclaimed knower of ball, Bears super fan, your favorite internet troll. Guys, Seth from Beecher, happy to have you, buddy. Welcome.
Very excited to be here, I just got to say.
I'll give it to him.
As the official Da Bear Men podcast field reporter.
So...
on the payroll.
We'll get that.
Jose's fucking pissed.
On the parole.
Getting paid in gum.
Not the payroll.
You're only on parole if they catch you.
That's it. What you know? What you know about that? Never been caught. Don't know about it.
Gotta catch me first.
Guys, again, episode 101 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. All the socials. Let's have some fun. I know we said we were not going to do a weekly episode here, but with everything that's happened...
Chaos
has ensued. Chaos from all different areas, guys. We are here. We felt it right. Let's get opinions out here. Let's have some fun. Let's fight in the dark.
The hot take, she is fired up and ready to go.
First and foremost, my boys, how the hell we doing?
Really fucking good, I guess.
Happy spring.
Happy spring. Wait, is first day of spring? I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be spring, right? Tomorrow?
The equinox was last night at 10:06.
I thought it was the 21st.
No. In an El Nino year, it actually goes back a week.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it flips.
It's daylight savings time plus time zones. You get 3.5 hours compounded twice.
This is news to me.
And we didn't even get into the leap year portion.
Daylight and time zones.
I'm not co-signing any of this.
Unless it's Arizona, then it's still winter right now.
That is still true. Ooh. That I will co-sign.
It's winter in Arizona right now, for real?
No. What? Come on.
Seasons, dog.
Dang it.
So the way the sun and our position.
The way my bank account works.
Guys.
Carry the one.
What a last few couple days. We'll get into it, but like, it felt like, and this is why the NFL is king. The NFL is absolutely like just a stranglehold on
Kings
us.
Stay kings.
Dude.
But also, nothing else is like March basketball is just starting.
There's like five other major sports playing right now.
What
and
is?
The NFL
you got
is
NFL basketball's NHL. A joke.
The draft is right around the corner.
Hockey's
really
in.
So I thought about, I thought it was just funny that you had a lot of drunk people on a Saturday, like, and only the NFL, really only the NFL could pull people out of like a drunken stupor. Like, that's what the big news on Saturday was. Is everybody was like, oh, am I reading this phone right?
I was going to say, it was funny. I was at Amy's and her dad was talking to me just about the fact that like the Bears haven't traded Justin Fields yet. And how like, you know, like, is it ever going to happen? I'm like, it could happen any second. Literally. That was 5 minutes before I got the notification.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super cool. We'll get into obviously all the Bears stuff. We got a lot to talk about. Seth is here. So we definitely want to kind of get into both sides of this because I feel like at this table we've got some varying opinions and we'll get into this and talk about it.
Did you watch The Wizard of Oz?
I did not watch The Wizard of Oz because I was told that I was going to have 2 weeks.
It was a very brief period.
See, as soon as I saw the Justin Fields trade, I would have queued up the movie right then and there.
Yeah, right. What do you mean? How else was I going to go back? And, like, I needed to remember, like... you know, all the great Justin Fields time. So I took about 8 minutes of highlight videos.
All seven of them.
I'm just kidding. I love him. Look, I'm wearing his jersey.
It's like you are wearing the Fields jersey.
It's like going through a breakup in your car. You're just like scrolling through your photos. You're just like,
I'm wearing
his
jersey.
It would have been a good bit if we all had jerseys.
I wanted to, but they all fit a little different nowadays over the years. They'll fucking be like that. I wanted to wear my Orton one under my J1.
Like under my Mitch doll.
I'm just basically. That's basically what I'm a magician. So my Wizard of Oz review will be next week, and I promise it'll be extra good. Okay. I got a list of a couple ones that
my man says a list.
I've got a list of a couple ones that you guys have said maybe I should watch.
So of movies?
Yeah,
oh,
movies.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch it too.
Twice?
Well, that was Seth.
That was Seth, folks.
That was Seth from VJ. That was Seth from VJ.
I'm just curious.
No,
I'm just curious,
guys. So, anything else you guys want to get into here? Anything else that's been burning the brain? Is that the phrase? Burning the brain?
We'll move on.
Then we move on, guys. Sponsors, voicemails. No sponsors, no voicemails.
That's not true. There's voicemails.
We got a couple things on Bears Talks. We got a couple things on Bears Talks, and we'll talk about that in a second. We'll do a little sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago. We'll handle this part first. Go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Producer Jake, we'll start with the White Sox. The Nashville Sox, take it away.
Do you have crickets on that soundboard?
So I had something for this. Give me just 1 second.
I will hang up and listen.
Do you guys? So one, Michael Kopech, no longer starting pitcher, apparently moving to the bullpen.
Could have had an all Michael rotation.
Could have had all Michael rotation. That we were close to that. See, I don't know if I bookmarked. Oh, I took a screenshot. I think. Give me 1 second. Here it is. Yes. Okay. Nope, that's not the one. Anyways, that was the other one I was looking for. So the White Sox, 5 pitchers. Garrett Crochet's going to opening day start. That man's our ace.
The reliever, by the way.
No. He was always projected starter, but he came out of like
service time. Service was in relief.
His last time he started was against the Florida Gators. Is that basically what you're saying?
Like, no. He started games
did he?
Prior to the Tommy John.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was that part of rehab?
Well, because he...
Confirmed?
Well, when the White Sox were going on their playoff run, he was called up directly out of college. He did not play minor league baseball. So they started him off in the bullpen. Same thing they have kind of always done with like Chris Sale and stuff. And then move you into a starting role once you get like some experience under your belt. So this is going to be his first full year of starting.
72 appearances, 0 starts, just for the record.
Okay, 0 starts. Anyways.
Projected starter, though.
No,
projected.
Confirmed starter.
Projected starter.
Confirmed.
Going to start.
Opening day.
Hasn't yet.
Potentially?
Though.
Guys, yes. No. Opening day starter. He's on the poster.
How many starts does he have?
Opening day starter.
It's still 0. He has not started a game yet. So between the last 2.
Not since we started this conversation.
Yeah, like in the last 10 seconds.
Oh, I hate you guys. I understand now.
There he is.
Starter.
How are you friends?
Starter.
I'm surprised you let us go that long.
Starter. I figured out halfway through the bit.
Anyways, I don't think he's given up a run in spring training. Dale's going to fact check this one, too. I don't think
that's harder to talk.
I don't think he's walked anyone either.
That's actually something.
I think I might actually check.
Anyways, can you guys guess what the payroll of the Sox starting lineup is?
Let's do starting pitchers.
Starting 5.
Let's do closest to the number.
Starting 5 pitchers.
Closest without going over?
I think what
just
give a number.
Just be close. I don't even know. Give me real quick who the 5 are.
You're doing full roster?
I don't even know if I can.
Full roster.
Crochet, Soroka, that's in my head right now.
$58 million.
I think Soroka
total.
Is towards the
total,
end of his rookie,
roster.
So he's probably making a handful of million. Crochet might still be on pre-arb, so he might only be probably making less than a million.
Oh. Agreed.
On that pre-arb deal. I don't know who the other 3 starters are, but between those two, you're probably talking 6 mil. If you give 3 more, I'm gonna guess all in 11 to 12.
I'm like maybe on the high side. Give me like 19.
I was thinking the entire roster. Were you just saying starters?
Pitchers.
Oh yeah, you're under 15 million.
The payroll is 16 million.
Damn.
16 million. Yeah.
That's embarrassing. That's you
wild.
Are the third largest market in the country.
I think our injured pitchers are worth more than that.
Oh yeah.
Between
there's
Tyone
relievers worth
and,
more than that.
Between Tyone and
geez, that's unreal.
Jesus, man.
Why do you stay?
Yeah. So what's where you at?
Stockholm syndrome, dog.
Yeah. I feel that. That
you're I respect it. You're though. Comfortable in the sadness.
Wait, is being cheap bad? I don't know how baseball works.
Not if you're the Diamondbacks.
Or the A's.
See, and that's why they. That's why I. That's why if they were going to win the World Series, it was going to just be the death of me. Because Jerry would have looked at that and been like, see, guys.
Isn't that like the entire plot of Moneyball is just be cheap?
Yeah, they didn't win.
But they did win a bunch of games in a row.
Brad Pitt was going to win.
They didn't win.
But Chris Pratt hit a home run.
They lost in the first round of the playoffs.
26 games in a row.
Star-Lord did hit a home run. That is true.
Star-Lord hit a home run.
And he can't throw.
And he played first base.
He can't field.
They taught him how to
Jason
play
Jason Giambi.
Miguel Tejada.
Wasn't it Jeremy Giambi? Wasn't his brother?
He gets on base.
Well, Jason was on the team.
Gotcha.
He went to the Yankees.
Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon!
Johnny Damon.
David
Johnny
Justice.
Davis, David Eustace.
Yeah, Eustace. All these washed
and
guys.
Jonah Hill. Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
It's going to be a long year.
How are you feeling after that White Sox, or after that Dylan Cease trade, now that you've let that marinate, let the juice sit in? You like it, the juice?
I've got nothing. I've got no feelings.
Would you describe your feelings towards the White Sox as apathy?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's spot on. If I had a dart and I threw it at a word board, I'd hope it hit that one.
And we move on, Dale.
Hey, things are good on the north side.
Talk to me about the Chicago Cubs.
I mean, there's a handful of games left in spring training for us. I think maybe five. We're 15-9 through spring training. We're coming out healthy. We've got young guys playing innings, I should say, getting at bats. And the pitchers are doing good. Shota, I'm excited to see how he plays in real game situations. Justin's going to be opening day starter. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
He's another guy. He's not making a ton of money, kind of like the White Sox guys. But regardless, Cubs are in a good place. It's a year to be really excited.
I don't think
that we're going to be able to just hammer the overs anymore just because I think they got a little bit better on the pitching. But either way, Cubs are in a good spot.
I saw that they've hit the second most home runs in all of both Cactus and the other league.
Oh, yeah. They're doing great. Yeah. Now, they're not up there. They're not up there in the same way for runs scored overall. So they're just hitting a lot of bombs, but not a ton else. But regardless, 15-9, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think the division.
The White Sox are at the bottom at 8-16. Just for the record,
I will validate.
Worst team in the league.
You know what?
We just reversed
everybody. Everybody,
Jake again.
Everybody.
What happened?
I will give Jake some flowers here. Garrett Crochet.
What about him?
4 games played, 9 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 0 walks, 12 Ks.
You almost got arthritis from that hand.
The zero walks.
Opening day starter.
It's a good stat.
Objectively,
good stat.
The zero walks is a big deal for him because he throws fucking gas.
He's the ace.
He can be.
Especially if
it's like a low walk guy. Like that, he's a big strikeout guy. That's fun to watch.
He's the ace.
There is out a with zero. Season.
How many, in with Crochet.
How many innings will he actually pitch this year before he blows his shoulder out?
Oh, yeah. That's a
great
question.
Why would you say these things?
Because they're going to happen.
It's an honest question.
Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to be devastated when it happens?
I don't do this with your baseball team.
You could.
It's harder to do because we're 15-9, not 8-16.
Okay, I'm not high road. I will not stick.
I think
to
you
this.
Should take the low road.
No.
Yeah, sure.
I bet you do.
It'll be fine.
Cubs are good. Be excited. We're gonna win a bunch. Well, more than 500% of our game, or 50% of our
games. I think 70 games is the floor.
Oh, if we win 70 games.
If we win 70 games, I'm calling for somebody's head.
Yeah.
Time to fire.
Things went
That's
awry.
Why I feel good about
Chili
that being the floor.
Yeah. Time to fire Chili Davis.
Time to fire Chili
What's
Davis,
What's that?
Boys.
We didn't win a second World Series? Chili, get the fuck out!
It's all his fault.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls, the ninth seed Chicago Bulls. They are one game off of 500 for the first time since they were 2-2.
Oh, you meant this year.
Early in the season. Yeah, still early year.
It just took Zach going out for this team to get it back on the rails or something?
No, I mean,
it's Kobe, baby.
I wouldn't, yeah. I mean, Kobe White.
But it took Zach being out for Kobe to shine.
Nobody wants to play the Bulls in the playoffs.
That's what I hear. It's on the
Nobody.
Take sheet. You want me to just.
Is that a yearly
I'll
take,
copy
right?
paste it into
That's
this
a yearly
year take.
I mean, if I'm another team, though, right now, I probably don't want to play the Bulls. Oh, okay. Like, all right. Kobe That's White's most improved player, DeMar DeRozan.
It's still DeMar.
DeMar's still DeMar. It's not, I mean, it's playing. So it's not like you have to win a series. You just need to win one of them.
Two games.
Well, for the final and the, yeah, I get what you're saying. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying you might not want to play the Bulls. If Iodesumu can keep rattling off games like that, like the team has looked serviceable. They look like a bottom of the East team. That's what they are. That's what they're going to be. But like.
Not now, Seth from Beecher. Not
come
now.
On, let him. Let him. Come on. Let him. Come on.
You stay in your chair. You stay in your chair.
We let Marcos unravel himself during this segment.
Yes.
We don't have to do it.
It's, I mean, it could just happen. It could happen. We could watch a couple extra Bulls playoff games this year, Dale. Take it away.
What else could happen?
We could lose.
Yeah, we probably could.
There it is.
That's the right question. Yeah. We could lose. Let's be realistic here. Like, the Bulls, here's what will happen. I'll get my hopes way too high.
No. Not my guy.
They'll win the first one, and I'll double down. I'll empty the 529. I'll empty the 529.
empty the clip.
Sorry, homie. I love you.
Sorry, buddy. We can just be more aggressive next year and get it all back. But we got money-making opportunities, so y'all probably get way too hyped after they win the first one, and then they just go out like a fart in the wind in the second one, and then here I go. So
yeah,
let's ride this roller coaster. I think we got like 16 more games or 15 more games or something like that. Yeah. We're super close to the end here, as long as you don't see some sort of like catastrophic collapse, like you lose 75% of these games down the stretch, like you should be in the play-in tournament, and then you see what happens. Lonzo Ball is dunking now. He's resumed basketball activity. He is dunking. He's running. He's doing things. And who knows? Like, strictly just for the guy, so he doesn't be a Brandon Roy story, you know, one of those. Like, it'd be cool if he could find his way back onto an NBA team and go from there. Any questions on the Bulls? 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly. Somebody help me. Life jacket, please. I'm drowning.
So just very quickly, I'm happy to hear that Lonzo's back, like, or at least resuming dunking. He's got one more year left on his contract. So we're going to give that man $80 million to play a handful of games. Couple handfuls.
I like the idea that his recovery path is like he's dunking. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, no, the NBA basketball player. Yeah.
Like the 6'7"
like,
guy.
Like you go from crutches to loosen it up a little bit to getting elevated. That's the recovery path.
He's like, hey, take it really easy. Now don't.
But can he dunk?
I just imagine dunking is like LeVar Ball's on like a flip phone recording in his driveway. Like he's on like a fair. He's like lowered his rim to like an
going
footer.
MVP, MVP.
Just watch.
Just to add fuel to his fire, he is the 19th highest paid point guard in the National Basketball Association.
As long as
he's not number one.
I mean, I don't think like no shit water's wet here. I would tell you that this is probably like the most catastrophic thing that happened to this iteration of the Bears front office. Like
Bulls.
Bulls, sorry. Oh, they always on my brain.
Always.
I didn't know where you were to go with that. The way that started, I was like, are we, lest we forget?
I was like, what a transition.
We're gathered here today.
Dearly beloved.
Heavenly Papa.
Lonzo Ball died.
So, I mean, I just think
a year
it's
and
kind
a half ago.
That's kind of like a no shit thing. Like, yeah, dude, Lonzo Ball going out. Like, this team looked better when he was on the court.
He can dunk now.
He can dunk now. And we'll see what happens going forward. All right, we'll move on. We'll get into the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake.
The Blackhawks?
They're good, I guess, all of a sudden. They just keep – they win games. Although they beat the Sharks. They lost to the Kings. They had like a four-game winning streak. Same old, same old. There's nothing new here. Oh, what's happening?
Oh, Sam was not letting Seth talk, so.
Oh.
How's the Wunderkind doing?
Oh, you fucked that up.
How's the young kid doing?
Oh, he's fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Didn't he was all fucked up. What happened to that?
Broke his jaw. Out 6 weeks.
Through
still.
Called a rap album.
I love Rookie that. Of the Year leader. and not even close.
Rookie of the Year of the Year?
What?
Move on from that one. That was bad.
You two are firing on all cylinders. Yeah.
you said Rookie of the Year of the Year.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You did. So rookie anyway,
we'll listen back.
So where are they standings wise?
Second to last.
Oh, okay.
Let's do a little tankathon.
I was gonna ask. What's
a little tankathon.
What are we looking at?
I've been recording the picks, so see what we got here.
They are, yeah, I believe
they're beating the Sharks is tough on us, isn't it?
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, you beat the Sharks. Let's see what we got.
Big money.
We won.
Hey!
Number one. Yes! Everything else went chalk. We moved up San Jose down.
Have you guys gone back and listened to the Connor Bedard reaction episode in the last few?
I do listen to it sometimes.
I go back and listen to it from time to time. Just like the pure joy.
That was
the video.
Yeah.
The video
one of the most hype moments in my sports fandom.
Yes!
Come on.
Yes!
I need to just make it your contact picture. So someone, you could try to describe it, but it's like this.
Yeah. Great podcasting.
We were still at my place recording when this happened.
Yes. Your pregnant wife.
She was, she delivered our child like less than 3 weeks later. So she was very pregnant, and I thought she was going to come downstairs and murder us because we were being that loud.
I'm fast.
She was on a walk. Scot-free.
Yeah.
Connor got second star of the month. I think he's ahead in the Calder Trophy race by like 10 plus points. It's an all forgotten conclusion or far gone conclusion that he will be rookie of the year, potentially comeback player of the year if you're a gambling man.
Kid's a stud.
So potentially two rookies of the year in Chicago sports this year.
Potentially three. Shota Imanaga.
Potentially four. Julian Phillips. Just kidding.
I don't know anyone on the White Sox like that.
They don't have rookies.
That's the second Sebi guy, just because I know they have two of those. Okay. So yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Count it.
You got to stop.
You're in my house.
It's his face.
He said it with confidence, but there was an ask in those eyes. Like, please.
Chair.
Said,
like,
you got to
stop. But awesome. there was for sure a question mark.
Guys, in a little bonus sports minutes category this week. This week, we're 12 hours away. Well, it's technically started if you consider the first four as actual like games, the playing games. March Madness is here again, and ta-da, we all watch college basketball.
Big fan.
I love
this time of year.
I love these next couple days especially. Like,
I'm going to get nothing.
Multiple computer screens open. I'll have like, I drive a lot, so I'm like listening to it. Like, I'll have it on the phone, but like playing through
listening,
the speakers.
Uh-huh.
Just listening. Just listening. If you're listening, boss, just listening, okay?
Just listening.
Every year, me and the guys in the office take customers to one of the Geneva or St. Charles bars. So I will be at, I believe, Noble House for like 6 hours tomorrow watching basketball.
It's a good
have
place
the,
to
have
go.
The lobster roll.
I'm going to.
No, have the Cuban.
I'm going to Top Golf tomorrow.
The Cubans. That's my favorite Cuban.
Okay. I will.
Lobster roll's good.
I love Cubans.
Okay. Go with the Cuban.
What's up, Jake?
I said, I'm doing Top Golf tomorrow. Just, like, same thing, but reverse. I don't. I am.
You're
the
guy getting taken.
Yes.
He's like, you
see,
take
I don't
me.
Ever get that. Those are way more fun. I gotta fucking work.
Get drunk on someone else's dime.
Yeah, I just have to listen to the nonsense and be like, yeah, we're not spending money.
You listen like 30 minutes
of
pitch,
and
then you're like, all right, so Top Golf.
Good information. Yeah. You guys want to swing?
To me, it's
now
like,
watch this drive.
That's exactly what I was going to say. George was going,
terrorists.
Stop. Now watch this drive.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you guys in your ability to pick these games going in?
Oh, I'm going to get them all right.
Do so good.
I'm looking at my bracket. It's perfect.
When are they due?
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow by like
by
11
noon,
central.
11.
I just
tomorrow morning.
I've debated not doing a bracket. Because I don't.
Did we talk you into it though?
I think you guys might have talked me into it. Because I'm just. I know I'm gonna gamble.
11:40 first.
You gotta
game.
Have
11:15 first.
You gotta
game.
Have a bracket. Because like, what if?
Yeah.
Just make a bracket.
What? Just make a bracket.
So then you can tell.
You don't
people,
have to put any thought behind.
You
it.
Don't even have to show it to us. You could tell us it's perfect.
You guys ever seen that Peyton Manning SNL bit? When he
with the kids?
No. Well,
that's
that one.
The best.
It's from the same episode, but. They do like a March Madness sense. Thing, and they're on ESPN.
I don't think Jake knows how SNL works.
Keep going.
He's been on more than once. But anyways, so they do a March Madness thing where he's part of a panel, and there's a host, and it's him and this lady, and they have like the two best brackets in the nation. He's got like a near perfect one, and I think hers is actually perfect. And so they're asking him, they're like, you know, oh my God, that Arizona game, man. No one saw that coming. Such an upset. He's like, yeah, you know, I really thought so-and-so like had him, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, in the end, their defense couldn't really hold out. And it's like, yeah, no one saw that one coming. Susie, you saw that coming. What did you see in that game? She's like, you know what? I just really like iced tea. And the whole so the whole bit is like he's like analytical and she's just like, I like Jayhawks. Good bird. That's a great bird.
Yeah, I like the idea of just like for the next few days, I'm just gonna run at like 80% capacity. Cool?
You're it. You can do 80?
80.
I haven't touched 80
on a curve.
I've never seen you take your foot off the gas.
Since my son was born, I have not touched 80.
You have to retake the course.
Yeah.
It's not good. Guys, not a ton on March Madness on me. I mean, you guys, if you guys want to get into this, feel free. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. Throw a couple bucks out there, here and there. Have some fun. What I want to get into... I want to get into the state of the beloved. I want to talk about the Chicago Bears because we are the Bare Minimum Podcast, and that's what we do. We talk about the Chicago Bears, and we brought Seth in this week, and we brought him in for a reason, right? So we could talk ball, so we could talk Chicago Bears. But before we do, we got two voicemails to get into. Well, one voicemail and one question. Sammy Stats is going to start it off with the voicemail first.
Hey there, long-time listener, first-time caller.
How you doing?
How you
Cousin
doing?
Jimmy just wanted to reach out. I got a little tip
Gets
off
me every
from
time.
The feature local PD. They said they saw Seth there heading down to you guys for a little pod action. But, you know, I just wanted to reach out, see how the boys were doing. Seth, my boy, my little babushka. How are we feeling about the Justin Fields trade, bud? I know it was a real hit. I'm sorry. I love you, but we all knew... he's not the guy. You know, RIP, his career is dead. Hopefully we move on to bigger and brighter things as a franchise. Love you guys.
Bears.
I'm older than he is.
He's little babushka.
And taller.
You guys actually are both pretty close.
It's not that close. Listen.
You're both short.
I have feelings about this trade, and I'm sure that's going to get gotten into.
And so we bring up, and it's a good way for us to lead into it. We also hear from Steban, a longtime listener,
hey,
not first-time contact. So Steban asked this week, and I heard from him like, guys, I think I heard from Steban within like 30 seconds.
Oh, it was so fast.
I get the notifications in Messenger,
on
too.
On the Facebook?
So, literally,
yeah.
I saw
them immediately.
We heard it like 30 seconds in. It's like, hey, we thought about it too right away.
He's got notifications.
So Steban says, well, gents, we finally know the direction we're going now. Finally. I agree. He said, though, just for a sixth, that could be a fourth. I know Marcos will be kind of just scratching his head at the fact that we gave Fields for a bag of chips value-wise. Thoughts?
There were five teams that were offering to give picks to the Bears for Justin Fields.
Yep.
Poles asked Justin where he wanted to go. He said Steelers. We sent him to the Steelers. I'm just saying he did right by the kid.
And I'm good with that, too. I think that we talked about that right afterwards. Like, how do we feel about that trade compensation? And most of the time, even if Ryan had a better... Wow, look at us. We're first-name basis with Ryan Poles.
Friend of the show.
I should call him Rai-Rai.
Even if Rai-Rai had... even if he had a better offer out there, and it was like, what's a marginal difference at that point? Like, the difference between a conditional fifth that turns into a fourth, but it's further in the back. Like, I don't think that Ryan Poles would have committed, like, organizational negligence in not accepting, like, a second. I mean, if that was out there, we're going to say, hey, look, Justin, we really tried to do our best by you, but... have a great time in Indianapolis. Like that would have been all she wrote. So, I mean, Seth, how do you feel about the trade in general?
In general, look, it hurts my soul. Okay, Justin came in at a poor time for the Bears. We were getting out of that just god awful relationship with Matt Nagy, and it was painful to watch time and time again. I hate that man more than most.
World champion.
Oh, that hurts so much. But I also understand why we did the move. But, I mean, the kid was electric to watch. There's not been a player on the Bears in a decade who has been that fun to watch play football. And that is part of why that hurts so much.
So
I agree with that point.
Yeah, he was different.
I actually agree with that
point.
He's
different than anything we've ever gotten to watch, right? So, yeah, it didn't translate. We didn't ultimately get the W's, which at the end of the day is what we want, right?
Yeah. So which of the 10 wins in 3 years was your guys' first? Let's talk about them. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I will hang up.
And listen to your response. I don't understand. And I need to preface with this. And you guys, I wore the jersey for a reason. And there's receipts. I've gotten some pushback from other friends of the podcast, other listeners of our glorious pod that have questioned if I was ever with Justin or not with Justin.
It was me.
I love. It wasn't just you. Don't worry.
There were lots.
Trust me. I'm in multiple Discords with this man. Yeah. It was coming from all angles.
All directions. I was fighting for my life.
Good.
You guys have seen that clip of that guy in the vest fighting those two small men in the boxing ring?
Yeah, Marcos.
So I was with it. And at all times, we as fans reserve the right to change the direction that we want to fan. And that's the right that we have. We all wanted, I think it's safe to say, as a podcast, we all wanted Justin to be the guy. And then at some point, you have to use your eyes. And you have to look at everything big picture. And not just some really fun plays. Did Justin give us fun plays? Super exciting plays? Absolutely. Justin also went multiple games with under 140 yards. Justin eclipsed 300 yards one time.
There were some bad games.
And the argument can be made that he wasn't given an opportunity. And I think Justin is the victim of circumstance. This is sports is circumstance. This is what it is. If Ryan Poles had drafted Justin Fields, Ryan Poles is putting together the team that Ryan Pace should have put together for Justin Fields. And it's unfortunate that he didn't. And Justin's the recipient of like the short end of the stick here. But it is what it is. And you have to be able to move on. What I absolutely hate is the toxicity that this has brought our fan base. And everybody's guilty of it. But God damn it, it was unbearable at times.
I created an environment that was so toxic.
You, dog. And your cronies.
I just admitted to it, for one. Second of all, I'm on record saying multiple times that I will defend the QB1 of my team until he is not the QB1 of my team anymore.
So you're done defending?
So root for Tyson Bagent then, right now.
Correct.
Sell me that Tyson Bagent is QB1 right now.
Until we draft the next quarterback, I guess Tyson Bagent is my guy. I do think Ryan Poles has a chance to do the funniest thing anyone has ever seen after the Civil War this fan base just went through and draft Jaden Daniels. That would be absolutely hilarious.
Will be honest, and this is just because I've been hurt. Like, this is like trauma coming out.
By the White Sox.
No, damn, I'm just going to cut off your mic. I'm just going to unplug it. This is just trauma from years past, but I won't believe Caleb Williams is actually the pick until it's the pick. Like, I'll never forget the Mitch year.
Exactly. Like,
we all lived together, didn't we?
No, not the Mitch year.
Oh, it was right before.
Oh, dude, it was bad.
2017?
I know.
No, we
I
were
know.
Living together.
No, we weren't. I know exactly where I was.
2017?
Nope.
2017, we were living together.
I think we were about to live together.
No, we were done. We were done living together. We were almost done. Either way,
no,
2017.
Regardless.
Anyways, yeah,
2017,
yeah, yeah.
We were... Yeah, no. We were definitely hanging out because this was a huge
We were
topic.
Hanging out. We were not living together yet.
No, you were.
No.
Because okay. My bachelor party ended at your house that you were all living together in.
That's true.
In 2016.
Seth from Beecher, ladies and gentlemen.
At very least, regardless, we can move on from this, folks. I agree with that. It's the sense of you've just been burned.
But we can't keep getting caught up on like the failures and the burns of previous like regimes. Just because we have sucked and have been unlucky doesn't mean that we're going to continue to suck and continue to be unlucky.
Let me ask you this question, though.
Please.
Do you think the term generational gets used too much.
100%.
When it comes to draft prospects. Because every year, some new guy is generational.
Yeah, but there's a difference. That's not true because they don't talk about Caleb Williams like they were talking about Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud last year.
Dude, last year, no one fucking really knew.
No,
they all settled on Bryce Young.
Last year was different.
Yeah.
That quarterback class was...
Trevor Lawrence was another one. And, like, honestly, Trevor Lawrence...
Football Jesus?
Trevor Lawrence, Sunshine himself, hasn't...
Peyton Manning, second coming?
Hasn't been fantastic. He's been very mid so far. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, it's still a prospect. But this goes back to multiple episodes that we've talked about. If multiple people who are paid to do this year after year, and they go to the games, and they watch the film, and they break it down, and they are geniuses in this field. That's what these people are, self-proclaimed or not, but like they know more than most. If the consensus of them for the last umpteen months has been, this is that dude, and everybody else is underneath him, that's the motherfucker that I want.
I just want to briefly touch on your genius comment. One of those people is Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he breathes out his mouth a lot. Like, it's, I mean, bad takes.
We know that there's good and bad in here, right? Like, we've got guys that, oh, yeah, I take their word a little bit above some of these other guys' word. But this is such a vast majority saying that he is what he is this. And he is this potential generational talent that I'm on board. I mean, like, and we also have no other choice. I was telling Seth this earlier that, like, we don't have a choice. You either get behind it or you don't, because, like, if you don't get behind it, don't watch.
The future, like, is now, old man.
Yeah, like, you've got to do it. Yeah, like, seriously. Like, because we're all on the same team. We all want the Bears to get W's. So if that's who's under center, I want him to do well. I want him to be good. I want him to be generational.
I want him to beat the Green Bay Packers.
I want to beat the Packers twice. I want to make the playoffs. Twice.
How many years has it been? Five?
2018, Mitch Trubisky beat the Green Bay Packers. No. Mitch Trubisky beat the Green Bay Packers and also went 5-1 versus the Lions and 5-1 versus the Vikings.
I don't know about you guys, and I hate so.
Just so everyone knows,
I want to move forward, right? And I want to be excited and let's all kumbaya, rah rah, like everything's all good.
But you're settling beefs.
I just can't help but feel a little chapped here, right? Ass is a little chapped in the fact that, like, Caleb's the guy now, so let's ride. For the last couple months,
oh God,
people who were ready to say that Justin Fields should not be the guy, people who I'm just speaking to everybody. I always look this direction. People that
I always look this direction. I have a lot of tweets.
I always look at this direction. So. Why is it all of a sudden that, like, during the time, oh, dude, it was nothing but these guys are dumb, fair weather fans, it's these guys don't know ball. That, like, it was tearing down Caleb, it was tearing down your
oh, but you
peers.
No. You know if the new QB is bad, it'll come right back.
Oh, totally.
No, here's
it was nothing
here's
but toxic. It was nothing but toxicity for months about it, and then all of a sudden, now that the decision is made and it didn't go that way, now it's like no big deal.
No
big deal. Kumbaya, let's ride, Caleb.
Here's where my issue comes in: is that a lot of the people who have been shitting on Justin Fields and were ready to move on from him were ready to move on from him after game one of 2023. That loss to the Packers is when all of that started. Let's draft Caleb Williams, tank for Caleb Williams, tank for Caleb Williams. And I know that because I saw it daily. Because I'm on Twitter constantly. That's all I do with my life. I come home from work. I gamble on Chinese basketball.
My guy.
I jerk off. And I get on Twitter. And that's it. That's my life.
The only pushback I give to that is... I genuinely don't think they were intentionally tanking. I think they were that bad.
No, they were not intentionally tanking. I'm talking about the fans saying we need to tank for Caleb.
Oh,
yeah, these but are, like every
people
and
are dumb.
And these are the majority of the people that I've been going to war against on Twitter in support of Justin Fields. It's not the guys who when we got to the end of the season, it's like, hey, it's time to move on. You know, it didn't work out. You know, things didn't work out that way we wanted to. It's time to move on. No, it was the motherfuckers who have been going, we need to shop Justin Fields out of here. He's a bum. He doesn't do anything for this team. He sucks. He can't throw. That motherfucker threw so many deep balls that were just dimes.
Yeah, but like...
And so many interceptions.
Again,
that weren't.
Like, dude...
Okay, I can't defend that. That did happen.
He never had more than 3,000 yards. No, I believe what he had... No. 2,500. Yeah, 2,562.
I think he had 8 career 300-yard games.
And don't get me wrong.
Why did Luke Getsy get fired?
Yeah, but why did Luke Getsy get hired at another place?
Because the Raiders are stupid.
No, that's not true. Just because they've been stupid doesn't mean they will continue to be stupid.
Well, we will have to see in 2024.
No. Bring that ass back here. Why did Darnell Mooney get a fat-ass contract somewhere else? Why did David Montgomery choose?
Why did Darnell Mooney get a fat contract? Because Mooney is good.
So Justin Fields isn't.
Scheme?
He got traded for a 6. Mooney got paid $30
million. Mooney did get paid $30 million by a team that desperately needed a wide receiver.
They needed a number 3 wide receiver because they just traded for – they got Rondale Moore and they got Drake London.
Rondale Moore is their number 3.
That's true. Darnell will be their number 2. Yeah.
Mooney will be there too because Mooney is – and I've been on the Mooney train since we drafted him. Mooney's a baller. This was a painful week for me. We lost Justin Fields and Mooney within a week.
I'm not going to look up from my computer until we stop talking about Darnell Mooney.
Oh, don't worry. We did that last week, and it's cemented in history forever.
But, Dale, if you would care to comment.
He could always come back.
Atlanta. Dude.
I said in the car. Darnell still could be the Bears' leading all-time wide receiver. Give it time. Give it time.
I'm not doing it until
he loses a limb or retires. There's a chance.
I'm not getting involved. Nope.
I mean, it's just like guys, like and I understand. Like Justin made a lot of spectacular plays. The stuff that was just like you did not and legitimately.
So
you would not see any other quarterback, maybe besides Lamar Jackson. You're not seeing any other quarterback in the league make those kind of plays.
Absolutely not.
But at the same time, you were consistently watching guys like Drew Locke, like Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones. You were watching Gardner Minshew. I shouldn't say bum. You were watching like
Gardner had a really good year.
You're watching what we would consider to be sub-tier. If you told us at the beginning of the season, like our quarterback versus these quarterbacks, like who are you taking? Who's going to have a better statistical year? You would think Justin Fields all day, every day. And last year, like most years, an injury or not, like it never happened.
Somehow the answer was Joe Flacco.
I mean,
I don't even know how that happened.
That's what kills me is Joe Flacco, that old fuck, came out of nowhere and throws, I think, 5 out of 6 games, 300 plus yards. And Justin, how many starts he got? 8 total.
You get guys like Cooper Rush that'll come in and throw for 300 yards.
Look,
old men, and it just – and I understand scheme is a huge part of this, but like
– I understand what you're saying. I love Justin, and I'm still going to love Justin Fields on the Steelers, just like I was hoping for Mitch to do good on the Steelers because I was a big Mitch guy too. Have I been wrong? Maybe. Time will tell. But I think that Justin is going to do great.
Brother.
It's going to.
Brother, I follow and subscribe.
And look, and here's the thing is that we keep talking about the 6th-round pick. Look, it's a conditional 4th, and that's if he plays 61% of the snaps.
I thought it was 51.
I've been saying.
So in week 4, when Justin takes over from the Russ bus,
spicy.
We'll be good.
I was going to say, I've been saying that same thing, that same statement for all week. People are like, man, because – people know I have the podcast at work, so people just talk sports to me. They're like,
you have the podcast.
They're like,
you're a podcaster?
They're like, man, just a 6th-round pick, huh? I'm like, conditional 4th.
Could be a 4th.
It sounds way better when you say conditional 4th.
There are 2 quarterbacks in the National Football League that over the past 2 years have 100 combined sacks and interceptions. They both play for the Steelers.
I mean, the Steelers QB room instantly got better because they had.
I'll repeat myself real quick. 100 combined sacks and interceptions.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but the only reason. The only reason.
They were 800. They were 500 last year? And they were 500 or better the year before?
You praise
Mike Tomlin was 500.
Mike Tomlin was.
Kenny Pickett got booted out of town after, like, what, 2 years?
So did fucking Justin.
They had a revolving door quarterback.
Three years.
I beg your pardon.
And Mason Rudolph gets hit with helmets. So
that's
I don't...
a fucking handsome man. I didn't know that. I saw him recently.
Time is a flat circle.
The helmet did not do him any injury, so that's good.
Time is a flat circle. Justin Fields takes Mitch Trubisky's job again. So
why do the Steelers like? Why do the Steelers
Buffalo,
like?
Then?
Bears
if you're Mitch, you're like, fuck this guy.
I do have a question for you.
Do it. Come on.
And this is leaning more towards Caleb Williams.
Caleb Khalib.
Are you concerned about, because I've seen a lot of his plays.
I love that you're going to do this.
No, he throws a great ball. I watched the pro day. I've seen a lot of his highlights. He plays good ball. I'm not going to bullshit that Caleb doesn't play good ball.
Okay.
He does hold the ball for long periods of time, which is one of the big things we always said about Justin, and even I said that about Justin.
Sure.
Is that he holds the ball for a long time. On top of that, the way he runs around, you're not going to be able to do that against an NFL defense. Against the bottom tier college defenses he was playing, sure. But against some of these NFL defenses, I don't know about that. I just want your thoughts on it.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not going to know until you see it.
Exactly. It's really, he's got to transition to the NFL.
And if you look at, like, okay, there's a reason. Like, if you look at the supporting cast that Caleb Williams had his junior year versus his senior year. Like, you're throwing to a guy like Jordan Addison versus throwing to a guy like Jerry Rice's son, who's going to be like a fourth-round pick. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just, dude, that's really tough. Like, that's tough to, like,
that's why
you
know
the skill set, though. Like, the skill set's there. And it's kind of also the fact that, like, you know, the guy that you got in the chair right now can't do those things. And this guy looks like he could be good.
Tyson,
and better.
Tyson Badger?
Yeah, QB1. Tyson Bagels. So, I mean, I wouldn't be too worried about that. Like, holding the ball and stuff. I will say, as a
known Caleb Williams hater early on.
Until about
5 days ago.
Yeah.
That ball does zip off his hand pretty quick, which is nice to see.
We should have recorded this a week ago. This is the wrong zip. Seth.
For one thing. And for two, the biggest concern that I have with Caleb Williams, and I touched on this with Sammy Stats, after that bad loss when he was crying in the stands with his mom, I don't have an issue with a player crying.
I hate that shit.
I don't have an issue with a player crying because football is a passionate sport. Winning is huge. The issue I have is that he was not suffering with his team.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we are.
For real? So, like,
hold on, wait, do they get to celebrate with their families or do they only get to celebrate with their teams? Because you can only lose
brothers.
With your team.
Well,
hold, brothers, hold.
Which one?
We're not going to tell people how to, like, grieve and process.
Exactly.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, my favorite football team loses a game on Sunday, and I'm probably doing the same damn thing every time. But every once in a while, hey, I might decide, let me go get a round of golfing after that shit kicking. Like, every once in a while, you do something a little different, you know? I'm not going to judge. Just like I'm not going to judge fingernails painted and crying in mom's arms.
Do you, dude?
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit about any of that other stuff. None of that
Mike.
Other stuff
Mike.
Me.
Microphone.
None of that other stuff matters to me. Dress how you want. If he can ball, he can ball.
That's exactly
Dennis
what I was
Rodman
say.
Get was a
W's,
little weird,
based on,
but he was
get
pretty
W's,
good.
Nobody's going to say shit.
Based on your words, though, Seth.
Did you just bring up
as
Dennis
soon
Rodman?
As he is drafted,
yeah, that's a comp.
You're not allowed to say anything bad about him. Until he's not the QB.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
What I said was I defended my quarterback when he was QB1, right? I still had my my takes about him holding the ball too long, things I wish he did better. I criticized, but I wasn't, shop his ass out of town after one game.
He wasn't your guy. He wasn't your guy. This is a la, like, Bulls Dale take a couple years ago. Sell everybody before they got bad. Like, that's literally what we should have done. You got a sixth for him.
That's the Bill Belichick
model. Hang up.
I'll never forget
that. I'll hang up.
I'll hang up
and
listen.
Get rid of them a year before they hit the decline rather than endure it. But, Seth, I do have to say, pal, I love your passion. But that take, I hate to do this to you.
Oh, hit me.
Another guy in the media that you love also had the same take about a quarterback named Baker Mayfield on his show a couple years ago, a few years ago. His name's Colin Cowherd.
Cowherd. Yeah.
So he had that same exact take, Mr. Seth. He said, you just threw that touchdown. Why aren't you over there with your teammates? Why are you over there in the stands? He's like, did you watch the 5 touchdowns before that where I was celebrating with them? And he's like,
that did just happen.
Blah, 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 blah. So that was a thing. I'm just saying. It was a thing.
How many Super Bowls has Baker Mayfield won?
What does that have to do with the statement?
Then I don't give. He hasn't won a championship.
What does that have to do?
I don't give a shit.
What does that have to do with the statement that you are closer to Colin Cowherd than you think you are?
I've never said I was nothing like Colin Cowherd.
I could only dream.
Let me run in here real quick. Just gonna pull up.
Was that a gun?
Twitter headline here. Undrafted free agent shit talker, right there.
What?
Yep. That's my.
Oh, it's in his bio. In his Twitter.
Bio. Okay.
And I'm sure.
No free agents.
Whereas Colin Cowherd is a drafted shit talker.
All right, I'm ready to move on to the next. Are we done with
this?
Wait,
I have one more thing. Tiny thing.
Okay.
A lot of the people who are now saying we need to temper our expectations about what Caleb Williams is going to do on the team are acting like the addition of Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift is not an upgrade to the team.
Which is massive.
Which is kind of pissing me off a little bit because Keenan Allen had 1,200 yards last year.
Which leads me to my next topic. Dale?
We did it.
We fucking did it. We willed this into
existence. We got him.
Old man's on the team,
ladies
baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah. So, obviously, Keenan Allen acquired by Ryan Poles. That was a 2024 fourth-round pick in exchange for a 31, soon-to-be 32-year-old wide receiver.
He'll play 32.
I would normally not be happy about using draft capital on somebody that old. But then you remember that it's Keenan Allen, and he's a fucking bona fide stud.
Always open.
And you...
Professional.
A professional
7-Eleven, baby. Always open.
You have now created, arguably, not only the best wide receiver duo in the division.
Easily the best wide receiver duo in the division.
You're up there with the likes of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in Philly. Like, I think you're better.
Addison Jefferson is pretty solid.
I mean, but nothing like Keenan. And that's the thing.
I almost said that, but Addison has not proved anything to the likes of DJ Keenan.
Once you get back to it.
He's young. I'm just saying he's good.
Once you get back to it, guys, I think truly that Keenan Allen and DJ Moore could be the best right now at this very moment, like 1-2 wide receiver combo in the NFL.
They're pretty fucking good.
The only one that gives me pause, and it's actually not AJ and Devonta, it's actually the Miami guys, just because.
Yeah.
Because Mike McDaniels will let Tua just throw the fucking ball
in the division.
So, yeah, specifically the
Miami.
Because, I mean, other than that, it's like Amon-Ra and Josh Reynolds. And then, like, Addison and Jefferson. And then the Packers are just young.
But they're, those young receivers on the Packers are frisky, for the record.
I hate that team so much.
And I agree.
So now you've got – now if you look at this offense and we'll kind of tie, like, the Keenan Allen trade into what Seth was just talking about here. Now this leads to, like, you have DJ Moore. You have Keenan Allen. You have Cole Kmet, who's proven to be, like, a stud tight end.
Top 10.
You got Gerald Everett, a professional tight end.
Locked up.
You've got a pretty decent offensive line with some draft picks and some recent acquired guys that should make this team better than previous teams. You got DeAndre Swift, who's a pretty good running back in this league and really a good running back room. And you're possibly going to have Caleb Williams now coming into what I would argue is the best, like, starting, like, rookie setup. This is the best situation for a rookie quarterback to come into in ever.
Just about ever.
It's the Andrew.
I keep hearing that, but, like, what is the other ever that people are referring to?
The Andrew Luck one was the other good one because
he didn't have an O-line, though, which is why Andrew Luck ended up retiring early.
No, I'm saying
he got the shit kicked out.
I'm saying rookie season. Like, that team was built for Peyton to play, and then they lost that season because of Peyton's neck, and the consolation prize was drafting Andrew Luck. So that team was already built to win. Like, and that's why I think Andrew Luck was like, well, I think he went like 11-3 in his rookie year, had like 4,200 yards, 26-10 or something like that.
This brings me to something I wanted to bring up earlier. I'm glad we did. Player A, player B. Tell me which one.
Love blind resume.
This is fun.
Player A, 67%. This is all college stats. 67% completions, 9,430 on the yards, so 9,430.
That's a lot of fucking yards.
Just under 9 yards an attempt. 82 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. 9,000 yards, 82 touchdowns, 22 interceptions for player one.
Is this in a career?
This is their college careers.
Makes more sense.
A game.
I was lying.
The other player.
It's like 82 touchdowns in a season. My
over 10,000 yards, 93 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
I like the numbers of number two a lot.
So, eight more interceptions, but roughly 11 more years or 11 more touchdowns. And like 600-700 yards.
It wouldn't be. It's not Tim.
The one is probably a Mahomes stat. And I'm guessing the 10,000 yards is Mahomes at A&M.
You want to use that microphone that's right there?
I'm guessing the one is the 10,000 yard is probably Mahomes at A&M or the nine. One of them is Mahomes. And then the other 3-year starter, you know, it's either going to be
is that
Caleb
Mahomes
or
and Caleb?
Baker.
You know, it's Andrew Luck and Caleb. And Caleb's the one with the stats.
Caleb's got 10,000 yards.
Caleb's got 10,000 yards, 93 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions, 9.2 yards an attempt. Average yards or air yards over 10 yards, almost 67% complete. Like, what is it that people don't like? The guy's 14-0 when his defense gives up less than 32 points.
Those good old Pac-12.
14-0.
Those Pac-12 defense.
For less than 30. What do we always say?
If you score 30.
Give me 30.
Got to score 30.
Give me.
Can I hang 30? Well, they can't hang more than 30 on us.
This is the thing that I never understood. I loved Justin just like the rest of us. That first year did not count. The second year, the hopes were so high and they came crashing. The third year, the hopes were so well, they didn't really start.
No,
that was a bad thing.
They never.
But like, guys, I know generational gets thrown around. Andrew Luck was the last true generational talent. Guys, this guy might be better. As far as college is concerned, they're both Pac-12s. It's not like one was playing better defenses.
I've already been sold.
I've been sold.
Just have never understood, especially if you just take the step back and look at it as a business sense. So wait, I can reset the clock, and that guy is like way more accomplished and better, and he's better than the last true generational. Like, I don't get it. Seth, explain it to me, please.
My last major hangup. This is it. This is my last major hangup.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like this is a fair hangup.
Okay.
My last major hangup is this.
The facial hair. He's got to get it fixed. Get lined up.
I don't mind it, honestly. No.
He's thinking about ball, okay?
My last major hangup is this. None of this matters until they take an NFL snap.
I hear you.
Agree.
I agree.
That's it. That's my last I can be sold. Like I said, I've seen the highlights.
So you would rather keep the guy that has had the snap.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does.
No, it doesn't. Because
it really does.
Like, it doesn't because Justin Fields is gone.
But like a week ago, would you have?
Oh, yeah.
A week ago, would you have said, take Justin and pass on Caleb?
With the way the team is built right now, I would have said trade back the one for more draft.
That
capital.
Is just fucking negligent.
Okay.
Just absolutely fucking negligent.
Okay.
From every standpoint of an NFL operation, financial and talent-wise, the two biggest parts of any operation.
We have four draft picks in the upcoming draft.
Yeah, we got fucking Keenan Allen.
Okay, so I don't make good decisions yeah. either. Okay?
You got two in the top ten. Like,
I'm not
I mean,
known for making great decisions. Okay,
100 gambler. Gambler's responsible.
Yes. So have I fired off some bad takes? Yeah. So sue me.
It just makes me.
Oh, no. My entire Twitter is bad takes.
It just makes
That's
me.
That's why it exists.
It really has made me question. Like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole. It makes me question people's ability and like knowledge of ball. You don't know ball. Well, how could you possibly think that the guy who's had a better college career than Andrew Luck?
Who they really start a slogan for?
How could you
suck for luck?
Possibly think was that Justin thing. Fields was the better option?
There and were banners.
That's just where I'm still. T-shirts. I'm still burned from this. I'm still burned. I'm still. The fallout is here. We're working through it.
The trade is done. It will most likely be Caleb at one. So here's the much better question that's more interesting now. Who do you take at nine? Do you move nine?
There's
do you
a,
draft at nine?
No, I don't move nine.
I do not move
blue
nine.
Blue chip prospects are blue chip prospects.
So are you taking a wide receiver, you're taking an edge?
Oh, it truly matters how the board falls. Like, I know this is a cop out answer, but like with the potential of at least three, potentially four quarterbacks being off the board before we pick. Like
experts are saying, it's gonna 1 through 5 are all gonna be QBs.
The Vikings are gonna move up. The Vikings just made that trade with the Texans.
They need a QB
to now have two picks to move up into the top five. Like the Vikings are moving. It just depends where.
So to that sense, I have actually in my heart of hearts changed course off of receiver to actually if Joe Alt's there, that's your fucking pick.
Solid
lock
pick.
Up both sides of that, both tackles with top 10 picks. Like, dude, Braxton, if he's that good, move him to fucking guard. Like, come on. His big thing was he wasn't that good on the pass rush. He was a great run blocker. We'll fucking put him in the guard spot.
I like the idea of going wide receiver here if any of the three are available.
I'm also okay with
and
that.
That's the thing.
A rookie wide receiver with those two vets
off
of?
Well, right. Especially because, like, you're talking about, like, two guys who are, like, and obviously we know who Marvin Harrison Jr.
is. Neighbors.
But, like, Neighbors and Odunze are both, like, no slouches. And in any other year, if there's not another, here we go throwing it around again, generational wide receiver talent, like,
he's got a big name.
These guys are the wide receiver ones in their own respective draft classes. It just so happens to be circumstance.
They're both in the same one.
But I'd be happy with a wide receiver. I'd be happy with
Joe
Alt.
Right. That's the other thing is the edge rusher.
Jared Verse. I'd be
Liatu Latu.
Dude, I'd be happy with any one of these studs because, I mean, we don't listen to a lot of what Bill Polian's old ass said, but one thing he was always right about is that there are a certain number of blue chip prospects in these draft classes, and anything else at that point, you are severely decreasing your chances of finding like a stud at a certain position.
That's the one crazy thing is how lucky Ryan Pace got in the 5th round.
Oh yeah,
and it was luck.
Fourth,
and it was luck.
And I mean, like, whatever happens with this pick at this point, you're adding two top 10 picks to a 7-win team. So we want to talk about, let's tie this into what Seth brought up earlier. We want to talk about expectations for this team coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know who they've drafted yet, but you assume you're going to have a couple more tweaks here and there, and this team will look even better on paper once the season starts. The expectation here, if Caleb is the guy, does need to be tempered to an extent, but you won 7 games. We should be talking about a playoff team here.
A wild card spot should be the floor of our expectations.
Well, you can make a 7. You can make a 7. You give me 9 to 10 wins. Give me 9 to 10 wins, I think, is a fair expectation here.
Go positive year one. Just go positive year one.
Big start.
If you do 7 or more, like even
this
if he's more than 7, I'm like, all right, we improved.
We talked about this earlier, but this was the Mark Potash. Potash.
As some potates.
As some say. So Mark had tweeted earlier today, a year after the Texans went 3-13-1 to the playoffs, from 3-13-1 to the playoffs with CJ Stroud, Bobby Slowick, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Dalton Schultz, the Bears making the playoffs in 2024 with Caleb Williams, Shane Waldron, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Cole Kmet is a reasonable expectation.
Love that. That's a great analysis.
Yeah.
Which is huge because so many of those other talking – and I'm a known hater of potatoes. I do not like that man. But a lot of those other talking head media guys and beat writers are all trying to walk back their statements from the last couple of months and saying we need to temper our expectations. We need to be okay with a little bit of mediocrity year one.
You should be okay with a little bit of learning curve because you're going from – you said it. You're going from Pac-12 football to, like,
you're going from a shotgun only offense.
Yeah.
But I was told constantly for the last 3 months that Caleb Williams is better than Justin Fields right now. 7-win team.
I believe that 100%
so if that is true, then we should have decently high expectations, I think is fair.
Yeah, and I think there's just that it's that borderline with some like among the fans between like some people are saying that statement and like being level headed, like, hey, actually temper expectations. And other people are like, well, Caleb better play well right from the get or else
Super Bowl or bust.
He better, or we busted. Like if he goes out there and has like a rusty game to start the season and people are calling fucking radio stations, calling for like Justin to be traded.
I'm gonna be
back
so
for
pissed.
It.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I had the number right, but like the expectation of a 500 year, well, not 500, you know what I mean, but somewhere in that realm, like we won 5 of our last 8 games last year. Like
defense.
That's fine.
Defense how many,
was
how
great.
Many were one score games?
How many did we lose
that were one score games?
So many, dude. Of those three losses, 3 of them were one score games.
Well, and then you talk about those 3 games, and they were like
the fourth quarter collapse.
Right,
1%.
Yeah, 2 of them had never.
The Broncos and the Lions.
Yeah, except for when the Bears did it the week before, type shit.
Literally
the week before.
That Lions game was the most painful football game I've ever watched in my entire life.
My point here being, if we won 5 of our last 8 games last year. And that's post Montez Sweat. That's guys. Yeah, if you're saying 7 is a reasonable expectation, like
the arrow's pointing
probably a reasonable expectation.
Arrow's pointing wins. Up, and I think
additions all over. Yeah. Byard, one would be a huge addition. I think
Byard.
Yeah, that guy too.
Yeah, I still can't do it either. I can't do it either. But he's our safety. He's a he's out there. I think, we're talking about the expectations. I and the rest of us, we should do an exercise this year as Bears fans. It's
Bears.
Expectations aside, we should flip that word to excitement. Let's be excited. Let's not put expectations on it. Let's just be excited.
Sam's a church counselor.
Let's be excited.
Sam's camp counselor.
I'm trying.
It's my youth pastor.
So hard right now for us to not burn this motherfucker to the ground.
Too late.
I mean, I think it's tough to both sides are going to need a little time to heal, but we've been talking crazy to each other for the last couple months.
Yep.
And now the dust has settled, and we know who was right and who was wrong, and we told you. And and we'll move on. When one side gets over it, we'll move on. So it's perfect.
Tony Stark won Civil War. He still wasn't right.
He killed his paw. He killed his paw. Guys, let's put a bow on this whole Bears talk at this point. We've got draft in, I believe, is 33 days, April 25th.
What are you doing?
What's up? It's too big to like sneak.
That's what she said.
Too big to sneak under.
Yeah, it is.
A lot going on over here.
It's fucking girthy.
Guys, draft is in about 33 days. We'll do kind of some look ahead to the draft. Caleb Williams' pro day was today. Go watch him throw some deep balls in shorts against air. No coverage. It's the pro days are just meant for us. So anything else?
No, he dapped up Keenan Allen.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was about the most example.
That was really cool. And
who gets number 13?
And Poles dapped up his dad. So.
That's true.
Who gets number 13?
I want Caleb to be number one.
I know. I'm behind that 110%.
I want Caleb to be number one so bad.
Come on, Seth.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
It'd be funny.
Seth's like retire the one.
One just
retire one.
Put it up
hang
in
it for the rafters.
Hang it up in the rafters.
Do you see the petition about like they want Bears fans wanted the number one?
I'm a massive Justin Fields fan. Those petitions that were popping out is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Not a single one.
Because you made them.
Can't sign what you already made, boy.
Can't sign your chains.org. Petitions.
Listen,
one little bit that is some promising and kind of I think it's just the Bears are continuing to tip their hand. The Bears went out to dinner last night with Caleb Williams before his pro day,
and teammates, and
the Bears are the only team that will meet with Caleb before his pro day. Everybody else was told that they can meet with him at team visits.
Caleb should just like, you know, when you're sitting in the crowd at the table, he should just already have the Bears hat on.
Yeah, and she's like, I was just wearing it.
How do you feel about his dad being his agent?
Yeah.
A Fields jersey.
I mean, I don't think his dad is really his agent. Like, whenever you don't have like an agent, it's a group of representation. But there's got to be a person there. I think it's the NFL, and the NFL machine is bigger than somebody's umbrella dad or helicopter dad.
That is 100% true.
Yeah, it's just
brutal to read those headlines.
The fixes, and yeah, it's all that stuff, dude. Now that it's over, I'm ready for this stuff to settle down. 33 days from now, Caleb Williams will be here. And I'm ready. Once the Caleb Williams jerseys hit the Fanatic shop, I'm going to order 2.
Buy your custom now.
Bears.
Pre-order.
You tell Lexi that?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You're gonna tell her?
I'm gonna.
When it shows up.
I'll work on
it. Who sent me this?
Oh, someone's real.
Jake must have done this.
She gives me so much shit for getting the Bears quarterback jerseys, and it's like, dude, it's what I do. Like, I told you guys what I'm gonna I'm gonna buy a Darnell Wright jersey. Like, sure, I know he's gonna be around for the next decade and be awesome. But the bit's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun bit. Guys, we'll move on from the Chicago Bears. We'll do a little Sammy stats. Question.
QOTW.
Of the week.
I almost forgot.
Yeah, so question this week. I was a little inspired listening to the radio on the way home. And question for the gang is, what is one thing, something, a combination of things that you think you're the only person to ever have done? Example, radio personality here in town on 670 The Score, Matt Spiegel, goofy dude, fun dude, said that he played in a cover band or did music in the morning for a show, then worked the midday show on 670 The Score, and then did the pregame for the Cubs, and then went to the game. And he's like, I might be the only person that did that series of things ever.
Wanted to tell you that he's in a cover band.
Yeah.
That's the only
he does that every episode. Does that every time he's on the radio.
So mine's,
talks about music.
So mine's easy. In high school, and I'm pretty sure I'm probably... I
think I know what this is.
Billions of people on the planet, but...
There's got to be a small, small percentage.
Or you're the only one.
I played football. And so we would play our games on Friday nights. But I also, I did music. I played the tuba. Right. And so I was in the marching band, and I played the sousaphone. So we would play Friday nights. I would play. Then you'd go march at halftime. And then put my shoulder pads back on, because I would literally be in, lowers. I would be in, my pants.
I remember watching you do this.
And I'd be out there doing the whole tuba thing. Boom, 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 boom. What a fucking time, brother. And then I would go put the shoulder pads back on and just get CTE. It was fantastic.
Heck yeah, dude.
It was just so
what a
fun.
Friday night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a small percentage of that. Or
probably.
Yeah.
Probably pretty small.
I think I have very few peers that were, I wrestled. I, in some ways, broke my spine. Mm-hmm. 9 months later, mm-hmm, I was back on the mats. Mm-hmm. Realized that you lose a step when that happens. I was getting the shit kicked out of me. So I stopped, joined choir and theater, and ended up going to college on choir and theater scholarships that I had never done before.
Quite the U-turn.
A very big U-turn.
Quite the U-turn.
Big turn.
That's a good one.
Or a beer helmet on the news ones.
Oh,
I don't know. Oh, you might be the only beer helmet interviewed on WGN.
It's my favorite, dude.
You could be the only person wearing a beer helmet interviewed in that studio on that show.
Not many people made Jimmy Fallon wear White Sox gear on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Also
yes.
True.
Yeah.
Also
that's,
true.
You're the
also
only
true.
Person. Huh? See, that's also the thing. True. It's I'm thinking of it. I'm like, I guess I was probably the only person to work in this
trust
division
fall.
Of my company for 8 years.
Oh, come on. That's
trust fall off
how
the
statue. How many people have
trust
falled off
meant.
The horse statue?
Done. Two of us.
Yeah, come on.
Two
I
of
can't
us.
Believe
I feel
that.
Like you're only the white guy. You're the only white guy that's done it.
I'm the only. See, criteria.
Exactly.
Just keep
exactly.
Qualifiers and
you'll
criteria
get there.
In there, and eventually you're the only one that'll.
It's like, done. I did a cover band and I did a pregame show and I went
I'm
to a baseball game.
I'm the only one that's
game.
Done a 10-minute version of Freebird at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday in December.
Also, no, you're not.
Seth, go crazy. I got to hear this.
I got married to the person I was in a long-distance relationship while I was in the military and did not get divorced.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's big. But you did.
But you did buy the charger.
You did buy the charger, though.
You're goddamn right. I did.
I'm glad we all had that.
Yeah, everyone was ready for it, holstered. We all pointed at you too.
That's fair. That's fair.
He did buy a Dodge Charger.
I still have it. 208,000 miles.
For every stereotype you break, you got to keep one true.
The boys are ready.
It's 100% true.
That was a good one. Guys, anything else?
I have some pro gambling tips.
No, that's not what we're doing right now.
Guys, we'll do a little
segment. He has them written down, though, so you got to let him give them at some point. Because
What are they about?
Yeah.
The guy broke his parole to come here.
What are they about? If they're okay.
Just how to be a better gambler.
If it's not, if it's a sport in a country that's not connected to the United States, I don't want to hear about it.
I will hold my comment.
It was Chinese basketball.
It's Chinese
wasn't it?
Basketball.
Goddamn right it was. Listen,
the sorry. Shanghai Sharks.
Sorry, right, I'm
actually
still...
actually it was the Sichuan Blue Whales.
Sorry, I'm
still. Do you think you think I'm lying?
No, I don't actually.
I'm still. Doing,
I believe you.
Still doing foreign hockey.
Marcos oh, is rubbing really? His face right now. He's just
we need to help him. He's begging for help right now.
He's crying out. Right
I'm
now.
Shocked you don't have merch. Of course it's
real.
Of course.
No one doubted it was real.
I never doubted it.
The Wuhan Warriors, dog? What do you mean? We're out here.
Listen, just if you're going to gamble on Chinese basketball, don't gamble against Xi Jinping's favorite team. That's all.
That's actually a pretty good.
It's very similar with the KHL. Very similar with foreign hockey. Don't bet on the Russian leaders.
Is that Russian hockey?
Don't fade Putin. Is that what you're saying?
Don't fade Putin.
House really does win all the time.
It's just guys on the sidelines with AKs.
Guys, we move on. Let's do a little Schmegmans, all right? We'll do a little who can or cannot dog sit for you. I will start. Dog sitting for me is Anthony grown man motherfucking Edwards. Did you guys see his
dude,
dunk last night? It is legitimately one of the most violent posters I've ever seen. Up there with the Goran Dragic when Derrick Rose baptized Goran Dragic. That was a really good one, too. Which one are you thinking about?
I'm just going to ask, was it a dunk?
It was a dunk.
Was
yeah,
it a dunk?
Yeah, it was a dunk. It's
Dale
like
had a great question. Was it a dunk?
It's a dunk because like all of Blake Griffin's dunks were dunks. Remember when Blake Griffin was like throwing them in? I think your hand was above the rim and the ball entered going in, sure, you didn't
I'm with you.
Grab the rim, but like you dunked. You threw it down. Like when you talk about it, like that's a tough throwdown. You know? Yes.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
That was
filthy.
And I love one of my favorite things to do. I do it with game winners like that Kyrie Irving buzzer beater recently that like left-handed hook to win the game.
Ooh, that was cool.
That was a nasty
smooth.
One. I do it with all end of game like crazy scenarios. I'll pause and I'll just watch people's reaction in the stands.
Oh, that's yeah.
It's just I just like people go crazy losing their phones and like this one was an away game or like the Anthony Edwards, so the Wolves weren't home. I forget who they were playing. But, like, you can see, like, there some fans are celebrating them. They're like, wait, ooh, that's not our guy. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, they were in Utah.
Utah, that's where it was. It was Jess. Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for
Seth
you?
Seth just watched it.
It's just beautiful.
Got him.
So, positive or negative? Which one do you want?
Negative.
It's fucking Antonio Brown, that clown.
That man, has
dude,
been...
he's got to stop. I understand CTE is a very serious issue, and he that
CTE
man
ESPN.
Has
CTE
it.
ESPN.
I'm looking at him. He after the so he posted what he said was cracker of the day with a couple pictures of Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams responds with crying laughing emojis. And you can tell Antonio realized it didn't hit, and he immediately responds with all love, champ, like trying to walk it back. Dude, shut the fuck
the
up.
The amount of shit.
Just
that,
shut the fuck up.
The amount of shit he's been posting over the last like week and a half has just been asinine.
He posted himself as a Madden 25 cover athlete and said, my comeback story? Like, no! It's fucking not!
Remember when he jumping jacked off the field?
Oh, yeah.
And after
and
he stripped down?
Yeah.
And all his tweets end with hashtag CTESPN.
Remember when he almost burned his feet off?
Frozen burned.
Yeah,
them
he
off.
Like almost like freeze burned his.
Quick honorary shout out. The
looking
positive
like,
one was going to be Justin Steele opening day.
Looking like Mr. Deeds,
his black foot.
You're sick.
You're
sick.
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
You guys know Justin Fields' middle name is Skyler.
If
See,
you would have
wish
told
I would have known
that
day one.
Absolutely, like, dog.
Red
fade
flags.
That man. Fade
red
that
flags.
Man. What's Caleb Williams? What's Caleb's middle name?
If it's Skyler, please meet Skyler.
I'll piss myself.
I'll piss myself.
It's Saquon. S-E-Q-U-A-N. I did my best. Saquon.
That's
fine. It's not fucking Skyler.
Hit the Quan. Sammy stats.
Skyler was the worst character in Breaking Bad. So,
The kid was kind of
shitty.
We're
on not that guy.
We're who can or cannot.
We're on dog sit.
Dog sit for you.
So... For this one, I'm going to go with
not dog sitting for me is whatever the fuck Shohei Ohtani's
damn it, Sam
interpreter got.
That was
into.
My next one
because
what
the
you don't know this yet?
No. Oh, this is big. This Shohei's happened this going, afternoon.
Shohei's going to jail.
It's going to investigation.
Not Shohei.
Well, they don't know. They don't.
Oh,
know.
My brother, my brother in Christ. I hope you do not believe that a man was gambling out of Shohei's account and Shohei didn't know about it.
No, he Shohei using, covered his debt.
He was using his money.
But they were all transfers of 500 grand to cut, like they were all wire transfers out of. So there'll be an investigation.
There
but
is
right,
one right now.
Right now, they don't know who actually was gambling. They're saying that it was the interpreter and the interpreter's taking the fall, but the problem is Shohei's camp has changed their story now. The story has changed since the first iteration.
My man Pete Rose is at $4.5 million
$4.5 million gambling debt that apparently got paid off is the story right now. Pete that Rose. He paid off his interpreter's gambling debt and they fired the interpreter this morning or whatever.
So the story broke as interpreter has committed massive theft and stolen millions of dollars from Shohei Ohtani. That's the story that broke. And apparently now it has evolved to he might have known.
Well, the transactions were to a bookie.
Right, to a bookie in Cali.
A bookmaker that is being investigated by the feds because, of course, it's not legal.
Oh, it's an illegal bookie that got caught.
A lot has happened this afternoon, Jay.
This is a spicy meatball.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is the spiciest of meatballs that baseball could be dealing with.
This is why the White Sox didn't sign him.
This is why the Dodgers deferred for 10 years because he's going to be in jail for the next decade.
One of the big things that's like a side piece also, in Shohei's contract, if his interpreter is fired, he can opt out that year. Shohei opt out of his entire contract. I get it. I understand why you wouldn't for $700 million.
Shohei watch.
But
fire up the alarm.
I'm just saying he's going to be on the north side 2025.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit?
Get ready for the next few days.
Not dog sitting is RG3.
Oh, yeah, damn, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
RG3. Bad take. Bad take.
What were your thoughts on that take?
On RG3's take about how Caleb should force the Bears to not take him,
yeah.
The stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard
bad
in my
take.
Life.
Bad take.
That. And that's as somebody who, as we've already noted,
well,
was a Caleb Williams.
It's funny. Standard. It's funny because he states that
my takes are dumb, but
it's
that's
funny.
Fucking stupid.
Some wouldn't say the stupidest I've ever heard.
It's funny because
stop. No, I'm talking. My dog sit.
Sorry,
not
Jake,
dog sitting.
Sorry, Jake. Sorry, Jake.
Dude, it's. It's funny because like one of his points was that the Bears don't take care of that, like the organization doesn't take care of their players and all this. It's like
just took care
they
of him.
Just
the guy
traded the guy to where he wanted to go for nothing
and brought a stud wide receiver in and for a nice cushy landing spot.
It's like, what are you talking about?
That's a guy who's just like reading draft order, like the draft order, and is like, yeah, I'm gonna just speak on my ass today.
Well, he's just like, it's bad. Like, it's just content, basically. Like, he is a content pusher. Like,
it's just bad.
So, like, what can I say today?
What'll get him going?
Yes.
I hate anyone that's like, oh, that rookie should... That rookie has zero leverage. He's a rookie. He's not even in the league yet.
And it's the whole, like, I'm not, like, he should not play for that. And then again, it goes back to, like, when did he ever say, he doesn't want to play here. When did he ever say that? Or...
Colin Cowherd said that
he wants ownership. When the
and then walked it back.
Yeah, dude, RG3 is an absolute moron.
Tough.
Another Falcon.
Tough.
Guys, we'll do who is this week's not that guy. Jake, right back.
Not that guy. Might just be me.
Not
I don't know if
guy.
There's any Jeopardy fans out there. Yogesh Raut is in the. So we're in the Tournament of Champions right now, guys. Nothing's worse than a nerd trying to be funny. It's very cringy. It's very hard to watch. This guy. So there's a very famous Jeopardy player. Every time there was a final question, he would say, "Bring it." Double Jeopardy comes up. This guy says, "Bring it," and Ken just kind of looks at him like, "Okay, not really the time you say that, but sure." Double Jeopardy. Here we go. And the question, the answer was this guy named Joe Smith, who was like part of the Revolutionary War, this whole thing. And so the question comes and Yogesh sits there and he thinks for like half a second. He's like, I really don't know this one. I guess I'll just have to say my name out of the dark. Joe Smith.
And Ken's just like, yep, that's right. And then Amy and I are sitting there, and she's just like, oh my God, he's trying to be funny. Like, this is sarcasm to him. Like, it just didn't land. The whole time, I was just like sitting in my seat, just
cringing.
Like, oh God, this is on just national television. It's tough. And that happens quite frequently on Jeopardy. Because
they're smarter than
they're
us.
Smarter than you, but God. Sarcasm does
much, much more awkward.
No comedic.
The autism is high. All time tism.
Good Lord.
Jesus Christ, dude. Fuck. Yeah,
dude.
What?
There's a touch of the tism on Jeopardy.
Oh God. Is there ever? Special interest.
I'm not touching.
Hyper fixation.
Yes. We're pro tism podcast, guys.
Pro tism.
You spend time on the internet, Dale. This is okay.
I didn't know where that was gonna go, and I thought y'all could fight.
I'm not touching this.
Sammy Stats. Who's not that guy?
Dale.
What the fuck did I do? What did I do? Like,
come on,
why?
Man.
Why?
Have a little banter.
Where'd you get that cheese, Danny?
Come on, man.
There's a difference between Down syndrome.
Oh, that's true. That's Down syndrome. That's not autism. Yeah.
You're gonna put us in
back
a pickle.
You're gonna put us in a pickle. I misremembered what that was.
Again, my wife works in a specialty day school for children with autism, so I'm not touching this.
Should we do specifics?
I'm not getting into
this. You have a problem, kids with autism?
Why are you making this weird?
They beat the shit out of her.
Sammy Stats, who can who's
that's
not that guy?
That's honestly all I had. I did not have a not that guy.
Seth, who's not that guy?
The future Vice President of the United States, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, never mind. Keep going.
Hear me out. Here's why. Because he'll be the running mate, possibly, for Robert Kennedy. Yeah. And that dude does juice. And as a natty meathead, I can't have that kind of corruption in the White House. Just absolutely cannot do it.
Okay.
That dude's juice. Have you seen him shirtless?
Are you talking about Robert Kennedy?
Robert Kennedy?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does juice.
Good for him. That's not part of my algorithm.
He's juicing
for sure.
I would
do a cycle.
It's not my part.
I'll cycle.
It's not part of my algorithm.
Just a quick one.
A quick cycle. Dale, who's this week's not that guy?
So, not that guy this week, kind of out of left field, is the Michael Jackson's family. They are currently locked into like a huge legal battle. His son and his grandmother for the estate, and now the son is suing so that the grandma can't use the estate's funds to fund her defense. Oh, dude, it's just a shit show. And like, sometimes that's what happens when you have generational wealth. Not everyone wants to share. No. So his son
Michael had wealth.
Blanket is now suing or countersuing his grandmother.
The kid that he dangled over the ledge when we were kids?
Blanket.
It's ignorant.
That's ignorant. Oh my God. That's ignorant.
Don't the Jacksons as a whole have money?
Apparently.
I don't know. I haven't kept up.
I'm not.
Because, like, wasn't it like a whole family act thing before Michael Jackson?
Oh, dude. You think there's money from the 70s and 80s? Fucking, it's rolling
around.
It
probably was all used up on cocaine.
Guys, my not that guy's going to be Dan Schneider.
I saw.
Pero por qué?
Different
Hall
different
of Famer.
No,
not
no.
That guy.
Different Dan Schneider.
The Nickelodeon.
So Quiet
on
Set.
Oh, the feet guy.
Quiet on Set.
Foot guy.
Is a documentary that you need to be ready for it to ruin your childhood. You need to decide.
I ain't watching that. You need to decide if
you want to ruin your childhood.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah. Nope. So
I can already see by the way this guy looks. I'm not watching it.
It is some pretty crazy shit that makes you just go back and think like, wow, under my watch, that is.
It's going to ruin all that for you. And you don't want that. Kenan and Cal, ruin it.
Mm-mm. Not doing it.
I'm not a foot guy. It doesn't appeal to me.
Really? I thought you were. I thought you had your page. No free ads, or we didn't.
Oh, I'm talking about my feet. Oh, I'm talking about others' feet.
Guys, anything else you want to get into?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Seth looked at me and like he was about to ask a question.
Seth, we have a couple minutes. You want to do Chinese gambling?
We have a couple.
And that is
like,
a wrap.
Like there's
on
a time limit on this podcast.
That's a wrap on episode 101. We got a couple minutes, guys. That's a wrap on episode 101. Let's start to fix. Let's start to heal, right? The dust
process.
Has settled.
Namaste.
All right, let's start to heal. But just remember who the accounts were. Remember who the people were that were talking all that mess. and have yourself a good time. See Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears. Bears. Jake strictly listens to 80s Joel.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow. That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.